Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Some of the volunteers who work with a Columbia organization called River Relief refer to themselves in a manner that I found, well, interesting.
We're kind of a tribe of about 30 or 40 of us. We call them crew.
That's River Relief veteran Tim Nye, who's one of the founders of the organization.
We all know how to do every aspect of the organization and what we do, and so we always watch each other's back, and so it just works really, really well.
For 14 years now, River Relief has been planning and coordinating cleanups on the Missouri River, mostly in this state. On a cleanup day, the River Relief veterans sometimes have to get a couple of hundred volunteers into boats and drop them off at selected points along a section of river, where they then spend part of a day removing trash from the riverbank. Again, Tim Nye.
The most gratifying thing about it is watching these people who have never been on the river go out, and they're a little tentative and scared at first, and then they come back and they're just lit up.
The program director for River Relief is Steve Schnarr. He says people take part in a cleanup to pick up trash, but
in the meantime, you know, they're seeing, you know, a hawk fly above the forest, you know, maybe an owl that's roosting during the day. They see strange bugs, you know, and spiders.
River Relief hopes that experience will make them better stewards of the river. Crew member John Reed of Rocheport has been with the group since the beginning and says that's what it's all about.
Well, we realized after about 3 years of doing it that our product was not getting, not the trash. What our mission was, and it's our stated mission now, is to connect people to the river, to take people out on the Missouri River and show them the resource that we have here.
A couple of months back, on an evening before a cleanup on a stretch of river near Boonville, I showed up at a campground near where the cleanup would begin the next day. Music plays from a nearby boombox as program director Steve Schnarr talks on his cell phone, working out some last-minute details with a businessman to try and make sure the trash gets hauled away when the cleanup is over. Many of the River Relief crew had pitched tents. There's a campfire, and dinner is being prepared in an open-air kitchen. One crew member is putting catfish fillets into a pot of hot cooking oil. Gail Johnson is cutting up watermelon for the evening meal. She's also helping out on cleanup day.
Doing activities like this, first of all, it's just really fun for your family to go do activities outside. And then if it's sustained within that family, that's the way that child is going to learn, and he or she will behave the same way. So you are planting little tiny seeds all, you know, every event that we do.
That's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at KBIA.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.